The Eagles are one of the teams that is rumored to be spending a lot of money once free agency begins. And the GM of the Philadelphia Eagles, Howie Roseman, joins us. And Howie, how excited are you for this lockout to end so you guys can get going on the season?
Well, we're ready to go. We're excited about the opportunities that exist as we get going. And we're just biding our time.
So, Howie, what have you guys been doing to prepare? I mean, because normal free agency is back in March. So I know you watch the film, you grade the players, you're ready to go. So what have you been doing from then until now to prepare? Because at that time, you probably had to prepare, you know, for 4 years or 6 years. Now you pretty much know it'll probably be 4 years. So how have you guys, what have you been doing lately to prepare for that?
Well, you know, Vinny, this starts in August, really, when you start with your free agency plan and take a look at the free agency list and some positions that you may target, and you keep narrowing it down. And we were ready to go in March for free agency. So as we kind of transitioned to the draft process, we circled back in May after we had our draft picks in. We saw if there were any areas that we thought we maybe needed to improve our team that we didn't anticipate beforehand, maybe how the draft fell out. And we just circled back on those players, watched the tape again, reread our reports, and put a strategy in place.
Now, Howie, let's go back to the draft. I mean, always at the draft, you sign undrafted free agents after, and you knew that you weren't going to be able to. So did you do a lot of recruiting and setting up deals at that time that when the labor is settled, we want you to come?
No, we didn't do anything like that. You know, we just wanted to make sure that we were abiding by all the rules. And because it's such an uncertain time, we just kind of focused on the draft. What it did allow us to do, it's such a hectic period after the draft
right.
In terms of signing guys. So now you can really target guys. It's like another free agency. And I think it enhances your value of getting the players that really fit your scheme and you go out and recruit them because they're not making decisions on the fly. So I actually like that part of the process. Obviously, you like the players in your system in May as opposed to whenever we get going here. But it does kind of calm down that process.
Now, Howie, at 12:01, the first day of the new league year when free agency begins, do you start on undrafted? How do you divide it up? Because undrafted, to me, within the first 3 hours, undrafted free agents will be done.
I think we're going to look to the league on those issues. I think there's a chance maybe they split it up and maybe they segment it. So maybe there's a section for trades and undrafted, and then it goes to veteran free agencies. But I really don't know the answer on that until we get more guidance.
Ken Wyman and Vinny Serrato talking with the Eagles GM Howie Roseman here on 105.7 The Fan. I guess let's change the question a little bit. How messy are you expecting this to be once it all gets going?
Well, the good thing is we've had a lot of time to prepare. So we've really kind of laid out our plan and who's calling who and divided up the responsibilities here. So we're ready to go if everything comes all at once, if it comes in segments. So I think we're organized, but it's uncharted waters. I've never been through it. Nobody's been through it, so at least nobody has a huge advantage on everyone else. But it's going to be interesting.
Who calls Arizona first? How anxious are you guys to trade Kevin Cobb? If you get the right deal, I guess, right, Howie?
Yeah, well, the good thing is it's a great situation to have with our quarterbacks. I mean, Kevin Cobb, we think, is a heck of a player. He's going to be a really good starting quarterback in this league, and there's a shortage of quarterbacks, so that's a hot commodity. We understand that, and if it's something that benefits our team and gives us a great opportunity to win a championship, we'll look at that. If we think the better option is keeping him and going through with that, then we'll do that. But it's a good situation to be in. I'd rather be in that situation than being sitting here trying to figure out who our quarterbacks are going to be.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you got Michael Vick, and then you got Cobb, who'd be a free agent the following year. I guess you could franchise him and trade him after that, so you do have a little leverage over him.
Yeah, and I think that we have a great relationship with Kevin and his team there, and we're going to do what's in the best interest of the Philadelphia Eagles. Hopefully that coincides with what's in the best interest of Kevin Cobb, and we find a win-win situation.
Speaking of the best interest of the Eagles, where are the areas that you feel like you need to improve upon since the draft?
Well, I think we went into the draft and tried to take the best available player. I know people say that, but with having free agency after the draft, it allowed us to say we can take a player that we had highly rated and go back into free agency and maybe fit some short-term needs. So for us, I think that you'll continue to see a focus on the defensive side of the ball. A couple of years back, we went and we retooled and revamped our offense kind of on the fly, and I think we had a lot of firepower on offense. And we want to continue to add to our defense and give our new defense coordinator some toys to work with there.
Now, has the philosophy changed on defense? So the type of player you're looking for, has that changed?
Well, Juan's a Jim Johnson disciple.
Right.
So really where he got...
We just lost Howie. We'll get him back on the line. Howie Roseman, the Eagles.
I guess he didn't like the question.
He didn't like your question that he just asked. But we're talking with Howie Roseman, the Eagles GM here on 105.7 The Fan, Ken Wyman and Vinny Serrato with you. And basically, you know, we also have the news that the Eighth Circuit court ruling has come through. So we'll get his thoughts on that when we get him back on the line.
Well, the thing I like about talking to a GM, because nobody's been through this before, so it's all uncharted water. So to find out kind of a team's game plan is to me, very fascinating and interesting to me, how they organize things and get things going. And I've got some more questions for him that I
Were you getting towards Nnamdi Asamoah at some point?
No, they're going to sign defensive players. I mean, we know that. And yeah, they want to improve the defense, which they have. I mean, Demetri Patterson, their corner stinks, you know. I hope Howie didn't hear that.
Howie Roseman back with us. And Howie, you were saying?
All I heard was stinks.
I said to me, hey, Howie, I said Demetri Patterson stinks. They need a corner.
Well, I think we've had enough time to look over the areas that we need to win a world championship here. Obviously, there are some areas that stick out, and I'm confident that we're going to be able to address all our needs, and when we get on the field, we're going to have a championship caliber football team out there.
Hey, Howie, you know what question that I have? Because if I was, you know, in your shoes right now, what I'd be a little bit worried about is because you're not going to have a lot of time to prepare for the first game. So in knowing coaches and how they are, they're going to be in the mind frame of, I've got to get these guys prepared for games, not in the mind frame of, all right, let's evaluate what we have, which they could do in OTAs and minicamps. So, you know, when they come to you and say, all right, we want to cut our 4th, 5th, 6th rounders because we need to play veteran guys. How are you going to handle that?
Well, I got a head coach in Andy Reid, who is an unbelievable, not only head coach, but evaluator of talent, and he sees the big picture as well. So he's in the same mindset as I am. He wants to have the best talent now. He wants to have the best team going forward so we can compete for a long time. And he is a patient guy. At the same time, he wants to go win right now, but he's not going to take a little better player in the short term and miss out on an opportunity on a guy that we've drafted and have high hopes for going forward. So I feel very fortunate to be in that situation with the head coach I work with.
Hey, Howie, what do you and Andy have in mind? I mean, what can you expect from, you know, a Danny Watkins and Jared and Marsh, all your rookies that you drafted? What can you expect from them without having the training of the OTAs and minicamps?
Well, I think the first two guys you mentioned, one of the things that attracted them to us was their maturity level, their football intelligence, and that they're ready-made, physically ready-made to come into this league and play right away. And we anticipated that there was obviously some chance that there wouldn't be as many off-season programs as in the past. When you get a Danny Watkins, a guy, obviously he's 26 years old, he's a strong guy, he's a smart guy, he's a hard worker. He takes this like this is his job. He has the approach that you want all your players to have. So we're not worried about him coming in right away. And we had 24 hours with him, so he got the playbook. You know, when the lockout had ended for that day, he was in, and he's been working with some of our players. You know, you can see from Twitter and all those things that we kind of look at what's going on, and I think he's going to be ready to go. Jarrett, the same thing, and I think Jarrett's just a mature guy. He's a smart football player. We were lucky enough to watch him for a long time because he's so close to us. And then also, you know, have some ties to that coaching staff that was there. So we spent a lot of time talking to him, researching him, and he's a guy that the game's not going to be too big for him. You know, on our third round pick, Curtis Marsh, we knew that there was some upside on him. He may not be a guy that's ready-made to come in day one, start. It's going to take him some time. He's a converted running back. I thought he really acclimated himself well to the position. You weren't looking at him and saying that's a running back playing corner. But by the same time, you'd like to give him some time to get going and get accustomed to the NFL. And maybe he's not a guy that right away we're thinking he's going to come in and compete for that starting job more down the line.
Howie, I did love Deion Lewis. I thought that was a great pick. You know, well, you got him in the 5th round. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's a fun player to watch. You know, we were really fortunate to get him in the 5th round. We felt like that was a value there, and we've had some success with Pitt running back, so hopefully it continues.
Ken Wyman and Vinny Serrato speaking with Philadelphia Eagles GM Howie Roseman here on 105.7 The Fan. And Howie, first of all, the lockout going on as long as it has, it's between the owners and the players. What's it like as a front office guy to be in the middle, basically just waiting, and are you confident that the season is going to start on time?
Well, you know what? I'm not good with not a lot of activity. I got a lot of energy to do something. I got 3 little kids. I'm probably spending a little bit too much time at home, my wife would say. She's got to cover for those other 9 months. So we're just eager to get going and get back to business. And we're confident the right people are going to take care of all that other stuff. And whenever we're ready to roll, we'll be ready to go.
Howie, when we get back, undrafted free agents, you're there at midnight, you know, and I think, you know, in the past, 8 or 10 teams have been active, you know, at midnight. Now, to me, I anticipate all 32 teams, especially, say the cap's 120 and you got to spend 98 to 100% of the cap. And so there's the Tampas, the Cincinnati's. Those people have to spend. How nervous are you about the guys that you're interested in that somebody comes out of the woodwork and throws them a crazy offer and the money just starts to go crazy?
Yeah, I think some of that's going to happen. And with the uncertainty and the unknown comes a little anxiety, but I think that we thought out our plan. I think we have a plan A, plan B, plan C. We're comfortable with all of them and ready to roll. And by the same token, we're ready to play right now. If we didn't add anyone, which none of us anticipate not happening, but we could play right now. We think we have a really good football team. We added to that. We haven't lost a lot of players yet, obviously. So we're probably in a situation where we feel fortunate that right now we could put a team on the field that can compete for the division, hopefully for a championship, and we're going to add to that.
Do you anticipating deals getting done quickly in free agency? I don't see a lot of guys taking, you know, 2 and 3 trips like have done in the past. I think, you know, that first night, I think a bunch of deals are going to get done. Do you agree?
Yeah. Well, the other thing I'm thinking is that there are going to be a lot more short-term deals than we've seen in the past because the amount of players on the market. And because people are going to want to get situated quickly, if they don't see a long-term deal they like, they may say, hey, I'm going to go to a situation where I can go in, start, get some exposure, and then hit the market next year when there's less players.
Do you think, Howie, that a lot of teams this year will have more one-year veteran free agent guys on their team because of the situation that we're in with the young guys and we haven't had the OTAs and mini camps?
I do, especially because of the amount of players. Really, we got two classes of free agency. If the rules are set back to the rules from 2 years ago,
right,
they're going to be stuck together, and it's got to go quickly. And we forget sometimes about these players getting situated. They want to get their families situated. A lot of them have children. They want to get them in schools, and then they got to go to camp here quick. So I think it's going to be a frenzy period.
What do you got to do to win the East this year, Howie?
Well, I think for us, we got to get our young players to take it up a notch, add to our nucleus on our roster. We love our nucleus on our roster. And just improve the talent level. I think we had a heck of a coaching staff starting at the top, and I think it's my job to make sure that they have the players at their disposal to go out and compete for a world championship.
Philadelphia Eagles GM Howie Roseman joining us here on 105.7 The Fan. Last thing for you, Howie. A lot of rumors have you guys linked to Nnamdi Asamoah. Are you guys interested in Nnamdi Asamoah once free agency opens?
Well, I'm not going to talk about any particular player. All I could say is when you have a lot of time on your hands, you go through every scenario, you look at every player. And we've put all our options down there, and I'm excited to get going. And hopefully we'll talk to you guys after we get it all settled, and you'll tell me how you guys think it panned out. I don't hear any stinks from Vinny anymore, though. You know, if that happens after this all pans out, I'll be worried about that one.
Hey, Howie, I'm definitely going to call you afterwards. You know, I'll let you know. Because now we're not competitors anymore. Now, Howie, you know what? Now I'm never wrong. I'm like Howard. I'm like my boy Howard Eskin up there. He's never wrong either.
And that's a beautiful thing right there. I appreciate you guys taking the time. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. All right, thanks, Howie.
Thanks, Howie.